Part 4, Chapter 4, The Surrender of the Will. It will have become clear to you that self-surrender, especially surrender of the will of the candidate standing in the new magnetic field, is the key to the birth of the light of God in him. The will is the magic soul attribute par excellence. The will is the great, almost impetuous mover of the soul and therefore of our whole life. He who, as a called child of God, knows how to make his own will subordinate to God's will by positing in his life the deed, "Not my will, but your will be done, O Lord," will be able to enter the great Christmas mystery. Man is able to make concreter and to use a magnetic power, which is abstract, with the help of the will. The will plays a very important, in fact, a leading role in all the processes of life. For instance, the will has to urge the thinking to focus thought for ideas to develop. Accordingly, the will precedes every action. The will is rightly called the high priest. That is why the surrender of the will is the key to the birth of the light of God. The Bible abounds with indications of this surrender of the will. Here it is, spelled out clearly, that the surrender of the will is not to be understood as an attitude of the will. One can decide not to will something. One can impose self-constraint upon oneself. If you think you have reason to be very angry with a person, you can, by coercing the will, behave as if you were not at all displeased. Yes, you can even pretend to be very friendly, but that is pretense and no reality. That is the cultivation of the will. Similarly, you may decide to adopt the new attitude of life. However successful your experiment might appear, the earthly will would remain king and, as a high priest, would continue to reside in the head sanctuary. This deception is also unmasked in the old Gnostic gospel of the Pistis Sophia. There the will is called Orthades. It clearly shows how the candidate who becomes subservient to this prince of the will fare. The will of ordinary nature is entirely centered on self-maintenance and can never be a faculty for the liberating life. In 1 John 2:17 it is said, "The world passes away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." This is generally understood to mean to do the will of God with one's own will. Do you feel how impossible this is? One cannot pour new wine into old wineskins. One cannot do heavenly work with an earthly faculty. To do the will of God is possible only when man possesses the will of God as a new will faculty. For that purpose, the first ray of the Holy Spirit, as it acts in the magnetic body of the school and so in its pupils, must be admitted as a living force into the organs of will and thought in the head sanctuary. To make this possible, one's own will should step down. Is that possible, one may ask? Is a will-less creature not an ill, unconscious individual? A will-less person is indeed an invalid. There is, however, a will-lessness that has nothing to do with negativity and illness. This liberating will-lessness is shown by the man who consciously takes a hand in his own state of life. The candidate of the Christian mysteries must learn to make the will subordinate to his own consciousness. The will may be called the high priest of the head sanctuary and possess a great power. A flame burns above the sanctuary, and the high priest is compelled to serve this flame and subordinate himself to it in all circumstances. This flame above the sanctuary is the consciousness. The consciousness, having become tired and mature, owing to an abundance of experiences, is then in a position to silence the will and to transfer the domain of the will to the gnosis,